السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. We welcome you to another episode of Ask the Imam. That is a program that we have established to ask you questions. And if you need fatwa or you need clarity on certain matters and issues, you can always contact us through the email, ask the imam, all one word, at themasjid.org. That is ask the imam at themasjid.org.
Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. This is a sister who is really serious about premarital, counseling and courses. She took a course with one of the institutes, and she's asking about, she finds like too much involvement of family and in-laws can cause major issues, even leading to divorce. So how much should a family, whether your family or your in-laws, be involved in your marriage?
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salam rasulullah. Speaking of which, I'm so proud and happy that including Exam Center, we provide also pre-marriage counseling, mm-hmm. and it's a component of two things. One, something online that you listen to, mm-hmm. attend, and after that, you book a time with Sheikh Ibrahim and to discuss one-on-one some of the issues that you have seen online or answer your question right. before you get into marriage. Yes. How much family should be involved in your life? I would say it is important for you from the beginning in relationships to put these guidelines and to agree with your spouse on these issues. Marriage is a private thing. So I think general rules, parents should not be involved in their children's life except in a form of nasiha, advice. Mm-hmm. When it's not orders, it's not demands, it's not controlling, it's just an advice. Right. Because it's so important for you to give your children their own to create their own experience in life. And yes, you give them your, share with them your experience, share with them your opinions, but in the end of the day, that's a decision they have to make together, mm-hmm. him and her, her and him. So you might tell them advice, but let them do their own conduct, let them carry that life and responsibility, because they carry the responsibility of their actions as well. There is certain things you have to design where you want them to be involved. Mm-hmm. So whenever you have a question, you ask, hey, what about this? What's in regard to that? Okay. And with this, I will say, you invite trouble if you keep asking, if you keep sharing every single details, in your life with your parents, sometimes it can fire back. And it depends on the manner you're sharing as well, I think there is a difference between complaining to them versus, for example, seeking their advice or sharing the happy one. Also, be careful about sharing negative things with parents in a manner that keep them angry at your spouse, even though you might figure out the way, mm-hmm. or you figured it out already with your spouse, but you never told your parents, by the way, we made it up. We already in peace. If this has been said, I want to say also, some people go to the other extreme. They're going through a serious problem in their marriage and they don't share anything. Mm-hmm. Don't talk to your parents. But I have a serious problem. For example, I know a sister, she told me she did not have an intercourse with her husband for over a year or a year and a half. Why? Because he is incompetent. But why didn't you speak about it? I was shy.
You mean impotent?
Impotent, sorry. Yeah, right. Impotent. He was impotent. He can't basically have an intercourse, mm-hmm. an erection. So that's something you should share. You should talk about. First, you deal with your husband. You go and you take medical attention, right. blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But it didn't work. Somebody, for example, violence and show like use drugs or somebody like physical abuse or drug abuse. These things you need to share and you talk about. And you're to be protected. There is a family involvement. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about like a daily life activity, which is things are normal thing between husband and wife. Sometimes involving the parents too much can cause problem, because in the end of the day, I want to choose the color of my
right.
house or yes. put paint, you know, what kind of bedroom I want to set I have. I want my kids' names, you know, my, you know, vacations, where I want to spend all my money, investment. They can give an advice, but in the end of the day, we the one who make the decision together, me and my husband, me and my wife. And usually this problem happen when they live together in the same house.
So what do you take on this?
My take is, first of all, the wife has a right, Islamically, to have her own house. Mm-hmm. You know, and you should do your best to provide that. It's your best interest to have your own, because the house, the ship have to have one captain. The kitchen has one chef. Mm-hmm. You know, the house has one queen and one king. You know, you can't have two. It's not going to be, it's a struggle between your mother and your wife. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have your own, like, space. So that's why I would say it is important for you to balance this. You don't cut the relatives completely, but also you involve them in the way you think it will be positive, helpful. And in the end of the day, if there is a good relationship between you and your spouse and good communication, you can eliminate most of these problems. And if there is element of some of parents or some in-laws, sister-in-law, brother-in-law, are too nosy, too aggressive, you know what? You need to put some kind of red line. But my advice, don't ever let your spouse make you the person between him and his family. Mm-hmm. He wants you to confront his sister. He wants you to confront his parents. No, no, no. You deal with your sister. You deal with your parents. I don't make my husband deal with my sister and brother. I deal with my sister and brother. I don't let my parents. I don't let my husband do that. You know, because they will take it from you and accept from you because you're a daughter, you're a son, but not mm-hmm. from your spouse. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, that the issue of, you know, living with family, I know there's a lot of, like, financial restrictions and things like that, and sometimes they probably have to do it. But we have faced so many problems with, you know, where it, you know, the person would feel like if he or if she lives outside of the family, you know, household, that they're committing a complete
sin haram.
Or they're abandoning their parents, or their parents will not live. And, you know, I think in what I see is there's a lot of emotional blackmail there happening between, you know, interfamilies. And you have parents who practice that. You have children who practice that, where, you know, in order for them to, you know, make the person do what they want, they practice emotional blackmail. Like, oh, if you don't do this, I don't know how I'm going to live without you. Exactly. Or they pull the uquq card and say, yeah, I'm going to make dua against you, or things like this. So
that's a good point. Yani, the only situation I see when there is a health restriction, like your parents are need medical attention.
Right.
Your mom going through chemotherapy, and you're the only son, you're the only daughter.
Right.
That's a different thing.
Yeah.
You know, she cannot live on her own. She cannot live on his own. Right. In this case, you have to, but I would say to every couple out there, it's worth every penny you invest is to make your parents live near you, even if you have to cut so many of your expenses to work, but provide for them apartment next to your apartment, a house next to your house. You know, make your best to make it available. A big house where it can be divided completely.
Yes, where boundaries are.
You know, boundaries are clear. Yes. You know, even if it's a burden financially, but the reward of having peace and enjoying your life, because, you know, you also want to be strong and comfortable with your life in order for you to be able to help someone else.
Barakallahu feekum. Again, thank you very much for watching. Communicate your questions to us through asktheimam@themasjid.org. That is one word, asktheimam@themasjid.org. Jazakumullah khair wa barakallahu feekum.
Jazakallah khair.